Good morning, Southern California. It's Ted Nguyen doing an audio podcast from the beautiful Little Tokyo near downtown Los Angeles. And we're gathered for the V3 conference, which is the largest gathering of Asian Americans on digital media. And I've got a special corporate guest here with me. Introduce yourself and tell us what brings you here all the way from Chicago to LA.
Absolutely. I'm Tyler Lichtenberger. I am a communications manager with McDonald's, and we are a sponsor here at the V3 conference. And I'm just happy to come out and see all the people, the panelists, and it's really been a great experience so far.
And, you know, as I was having lunch with about the 300-plus participants here, we're enjoying some beautiful food from McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, there's been instances where I've had a power outage at my home, so I've had to run down to McDonald's to take advantage of your free Wi-Fi, yes, as well as, you know, snacking as I'm working along under deadline. So it's been a lifesaver. Yeah. So tell us about that as far as, you know, that innovation that you brought into, you know, most of your stores throughout North America, and tell us what brought that on and what's been the customer reaction to that.
I think the center of McDonald's has always been, from when Ray Kroc founded it with the McDonald's brothers, is our customers. They are telling us what they want, and we're changing with our customers. Ray Kroc had a quote that said, you know, when you're green, you're growing. When you're ripe, you're rotting. And so I think for us, we're always listening to our customers. From some of the menu item introductions you've seen, premium McWrap, which you'll enjoy today, Egg White Delight, which you'll enjoy today, and we just launched new Quarter Pounder Burgers, and then also to technology in our restaurants and how our restaurants are changing with our customers. That you've got nice decor, fireplaces, TVs, flat screens. You've got Wi-Fi for you to enjoy, exactly like you said. So we're just really changing with our customers, and we're very excited, when we listen to our customers to hear what they have to say.
I'm so excited as far as, you know, you being here, because it really shows the commitment of McDonald's and corporate brands across the world and really embracing digital media, social media, blogging. The whole world has changed so rapidly. So how has McDonald's responded, you know, to that and taking advantage of those global changes that are happening, and how customers, how people interact with each other?
I think it just offers us another avenue to talk to our customers. And so while we're talking to them in our restaurants, we're listening, whether it's franchisees, crew people, or corporate people like me, I think we're also looking at through social media and digital media, how, you know, we can listen to them. It's another avenue for us to listen, but also engage and tell people a lot of things that they might not know about what McDonald's is doing. For example, with Fish McBites in January, we just announced that, you know, we have certifiable, sustainable fisheries that we get our Alaska pollock from. Not a lot of people know that, and so your filet of fish, your double filet of fish, and then the Fish McBites we introduced for a limited time have, you know, the fish comes from sustainable fisheries. So we use those outlets, those mediums, to talk to people, to engage them, but not just to tell them one thing one way, but it's to have an interaction with us. They tell us what they'd like to see in restaurant. We, you know, we're listening. We have to be out there, and I think as a corporate brand, that's what you need to be. That's where you need to be these days, and that's what you need to be doing.
Right. And I was so excited because a couple years ago when McDonald's first launched its Twitter account, I know that McDonald's started following me on Twitter as well. So I was very excited. They actually tweeted me, you know, with me back and forth. So I was very, very excited about that. But then I also, a couple weeks ago, participated in media chat on Twitter. You know, there was actually a guest that about 300-400 people throughout the world interacted with. And the guest happened to be a corporate communications person from McDonald's. And answering questions. It was a great, lively chat as well. And then I was so honored the week afterward to be the guest and following McDonald's footsteps as well. So it was so it's amazing. So how, what's the next page or next chapter of the McDonald's brand as it relates to, you know, what's happening in the world?
Yeah, I think we're continuing to listen to our customers. I think people have seen that we have menu items that come out, you know, like I said, blueberry pomegranate smoothie, egg white delight, the premium McWrap, the quarter pounder burgers. We've been firing on all cylinders recently from a menu perspective, but also from a brand perspective. So being here at V3, doing a bunch of education workshops in the Asian communities, we've just been, it all goes back to the customer. You're telling us what you want, and we're listening, and we're also coming, you know, we're responding. So
tell us a little bit more about yourself as far as, you know, how did you get into corporate communications and public relations for McDonald's? You know, what's your background, et cetera?
Yeah, absolutely. And so I actually started kind of out of college. I got a job with Golan Harris, which is a public relations brand, and they have had the McDonald's business for, since Ray Kroc started McDonald's franchising. Al Golan and Ray Kroc have been friends, and Golan Harris has had the business. I did not work on national business. I worked in local cooperative business with franchisees and talking to them and working kind of the local angle for 7 years. I was there and then made the move over to McDonald's, and it's been thrilling. I mean, the work of McDonald's is so expansive. I don't think you can learn enough every single day.
Yeah, it's 24/7, isn't it? Yeah. And so how many other people are part of your team? And
For the U.S. communications business, we have about a 12-person team. We have a social media team, traditional media team, and then also kind of an external affairs type portion team.
Do you want to share with us any initiatives that you have moving forward? Any exciting things that you want to share?
I wish I could talk about all the new products we're coming out. I think people will be very excited about our new menu items coming out in the fall. I'm very excited to be working on them. I can't say they are just yet, but we're doing some very cool things around the brand in terms of our ingredients. Some unwrapped, I'll leave it
alone. We'll just tease them just for a little bit, whet their appetite just a little bit, right?
Exactly.
So that's great. So have you been enjoying Los Angeles? And, Little Tokyo is beautiful, isn't it?
I mean, the weather here is beautiful. You can't beat it compared to Chicago, but I think it's beautiful.
Right. Yeah. And tell us your name again. How can people find you on Twitter as well as the other social media sites?
Yeah, absolutely. So Tyler Lichtenberger, my specific handle is at Tyler Litch, L-I-T-C-H. And then, if you just want to interact, someone, like you said, is always on McDonald's. We have people from different functions of the business that monitor the at McDonald's handle, and they are more than happy to respond and help people out. So at McDonald's, you can always go there.
Right, that's all amazing. And I kind of want to share a short story as far as, my family coming from Vietnam. I was a child refugee, and, we're a poor family, but very proud. And once in a while, my parents would treat us, when we did really well in school. You know where they took us? McDonald's. It was my Big Mac. And so I always have such wonderful memories. And I think that's something I want to share with the next generation of folks as well.
Absolutely, I agree. And we're trying to create those memories every day for people. I'm glad. So, thank you for sharing.
Yeah, and I'm loving it. Yeah. So thank you so much.
Thanks so much.